Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Islamic Upbringing. I'm your host, Zainab. Well, parenting is beautiful, but let's be honest, it's also full of moments that leave us exhausted, confused, and questioning ourselves. That's exactly why we're here. In different episodes, we take your real parenting struggles to our experts who guide us through the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family and the teachings of the noble Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So today I am again thrilled to introduce Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
Who's a scholar of Islamic studies and also holds a degree in psychology. So someone who understands both the soul and the mind, I must say. So Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas, a very warm welcome.
Thank you so much, sister.
Well, today we have another challenging question for you. My child will only eat two or three foods. Meal times are battles. I'm anxious about nutrition, judged by relatives, and exhausted from cooking separate meals every day. Well, I think that's a story of, again, every third mother, I would say, because the children, they do make a mother exhausted. They make her feel like that. And yes, and then we have relatives, definitely, who won't stop. They will judge you. They will see things because they don't see your battles usually. They see the things. And definitely, judgments are there always, either from relative side or from the society. Friends and everyone else, but the battles by your mother are only known by your mother. So, Brother Liaquat Abbas, we turn to you for further guidance.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, the foods which are normally liked by children are normally cooked inside the house. And those foods which are not liked are normally not cooked. So, the challenging part is when the food is extremely limited, like the choices are extremely limited for the parents, okay? Number one is in the house, number two, at school, number three is in a public area, like example, a masjid, a Husseiniyah, or a relative's house. Yeah. Example, the family has gone for dinner at some relative's house, and then the child is like, I don't like this food. Mm-hmm. I hate this food. And
just because they had good food somewhere else.
Exactly. So over here, dealing through this thing is very challenging for the parents. And it's important as
Yes, ask me as mother. I know that.
Okay, yeah. So as for the first thing, yeah, just like it says that the child's seed is first planted in the house. It's extremely important to address all these issues inside the family in itself. Okay. Mm-hmm. So example, in the family, a meal is cooked, which is a new food. Okay. So now the mother is like, I don't know at all if the child is going to like it. Normally, this happens at a very, I would say, young age.
Yeah.
In early ages, like example, 2 years and two plus normally, or even one plus. Few parents start introducing new foods to their children at a very young age, like 1.5, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to introduce good and new foods, new varieties of foods to them instead of giving junk foods. So if this is the behavior that the parents are introducing, only junk foods or mostly junk foods, falafel and stuff like that, then it's like they are going into a very, they're taking a wrong step on upbringing.
Right.
Upbringing with regards to healthy food. Okay. Right. Why? Because there will be questioned on the Day of Judgment about what food have they given to the makhluk, to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Indeed.
Okay. So,
indeed.
Yeah, this is number one.
Because a child is amana.
Yeah, indeed.
It's
yeah,
a trust,
exactly.
And we will be answered regarding each and everything, be that their body, like how we
like, what are we giving good water to the plant,
mm-hmm.
or are we just giving some dirty water,
exactly,
which is going to
harm
them?
Well, I think as you said, like giving the falafel salads and other things or some junk foods to the children, I don't think mothers usually rely on that, or that's something they may do in some kind of emergency situations
once
where
in
they're
a
unable
is,
to,
but
once in a while,
yeah,
is
that's fine, but
allowed. Yeah, I don't think many mothers do that, but I think what mothers mostly struggle with, because I also personally being a mother,
mm-hmm.
what we struggle with is that you make efforts, you cook, and maybe exactly
okay.
this is something in Hosseini or somewhere else, and they don't eat what is available in the home.
Okay.
But I have also a solution that I've learned for myself, which
okay.
we'll discuss after a short break. So the parents, stay tuned.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsin. سنين وخالقنا وراسقنا وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are discussing something very interesting for the mothers. So the child who makes you struggle with eating meal times. So, you know, Brother Liaquat, like I personally used to do a lot of efforts while making the soups and other different things, some healthy things at home, and my child would not even touch the first spoon even. And this would make me really feel like maybe I'm a bad mother, maybe I'm a bad cook.
I got defeated.
Yeah, but alhamdulillah, you know, talking to different mothers is very important. And I told one of my friends that I really struggle with this thing, and she also had a soup, and she gave one spoon to my child, and he just ate like someone like who was hungry for years.
Mm.
I was like, what did you do? She said, add a few drops of lemon to your soup. And the moment I did it, he started eating. So like there was just one addition of something into my own you know, a thing, and he started eating.
This is a famous, I would say, crack where a solution.
Yeah.
Normally, the recipe which is used
mm-hmm.
needs a bit, a very slight change, I would say.
Yeah,
it's not that the mother
flavor,
is
yeah.
not taking hard work. No, the mother takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
But only the recipe needs to be tuned a bit so
yeah.
that it can be eaten by the child, even with elders as well.
Yeah. So like, you know, it was just a bit, a few drops of lemon in the soup that really did wonders, and he started taking the soup, and I was like, were you waiting for this thing for so long? I knew it. So talking to different mothers.
Speaking to different mothers, yeah, exactly. It helps a lot. Yeah, this
ideas.
Is one of the techniques, indeed.
Yeah, and
so,
I also think that as you talked of varieties before this, that we have limited varieties, again, talking to mothers from, because this was a mother from different country.
Mm-hmm.
All the mothers from my country would make the soup the same way.
The same way. Yes.
But this was a mother from another country.
You can
country,
even
and
search,
said,
like, there's a lot of
like,
videos as well
and
available.
And she didn't make many efforts. She said, like, I do one or two things and a two drops of lemon.
Amazing, yeah.
So, you know, talking to them and learning new recipes.
So, example,
them
if the child is also going to a kind of, like, to a place where they are invited, the parents are invited, then maybe taking a lemon is also helpful. Like, example, if the
yeah.
child is someone, a lemon lover,
mm-hmm.
then maybe pouring a few drops of lemon on the top of the house.
Honestly, I have learned that all these children of you know, of even few months old who have to be given soups and all, they all love it.
Yeah, indeed.
You have
indeed.
To know that they all love it.
Yeah, exactly. Soups are normally loved by children.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, like in the holy city of Qom, we are honored, we are lucky to have you know, we have a very diverse population here, people mm-hmm. from different countries, mm-hmm. we get to talk to different people, so we yep. get to know a variety of things. But alhamdulillah,
even Iranian food is also good, like korma sabzi.
Amazing, yeah.
Children
amazing.
Love it like anything, indeed. Yeah. So coming to the food thing, mashallah, it's lunchtime as well, so yeah. we are quite hungry, inshallah. Yeah. Okay, so the thing is about children, if it is a new food and first served food for mm-hmm. them, then there's no pressure. If they don't like it, it's completely fine. And yeah. it's normal sometimes as well.
Yeah.
Even if it is very delicious. But yeah. still, few children don't prefer to eat it.
Yeah.
And if they really have to eat it, then the parents should enjoy eating food. Like example, the parent is going to have it and, wow, it's yeah. so beautiful. It's like, it's so delicious, yeah. mouth watering. Then they will copy you.
Yeah.
The children are going to copy the parents. So this is also important. Like example, they go to like to the house where it's like they are invited, or Masjid or Husseiniyah. It's like, of course, sometimes you have to do this,
yeah.
I might say. And you know that your son is not going to have this particular food.
Yeah.
You're not going to use the name of the food.
Yeah.
You'll just have it and you'll be like, wow, this is so delicious.
Right.
You want to try?
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, inshallah, this will help.
Inshallah. We'll take a short break here and we'll come to the last part of today's episode. Ya Muqiyal Khayrat, Ya
Muqiyal Khayrat, Ya Muqiyal Khayrat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners. Ya Muqiyal Khayrat,
Ya Muqiyal Khayrat. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas is helping us deal with the children who don't eat food, who run away from the food. So right now we cracked some of the hacks here. We said, talk to different people, add different flavors, try changing the flavor, go to Husseiniyah's, try different things. And Brother Liaqat, I think one more thing also mothers, especially mothers, should learn here, try here, is that asking others for different recipes is not a shame. There's no shame in it.
Yeah,
like, okay, I don't know it. I think this really adds to your creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And also like learning from, I think today you learn a lot of things from the videos out there. You have a lot of shorts, you have a lot of videos out there, and foodie videos are a lot.
Yes, indeed, indeed, indeed. So one of the things in order to like make the children attractive, attracted towards eating is making funny shapes of the food, like example, stars, faces, example, yeah. With this, that food which is not liked by the child is normally eaten
yeah.
because of the shape, because of the, basically the appearance is
appearance
something,
is yeah, very important,
is something
yeah.
which is grasped
yeah.
and which is taken into consideration.
Indeed.
So, yeah, example, one more thing, if children like 6, 7, 8 and 9 and above,
mm-hmm.
is that they are allowed to take fruit and vegetable what they like. Example,
mm-hmm.
The child doesn't like broccoli, okay?
Yeah.
Like when it is cooked.
Yeah.
But when it is raw, you
they
are
like
going
it.
To take it, yeah? And they are and you will be like, what? This food is delicious.
Yeah.
This is extremely, like a broccoli thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Or something like brinjal, like
yeah.
that is eggplant. So it's like, it's important that they choose it for you.
Yeah.
They give it. Okay, I'm going to have this.
And
you want to try?
I think one of the important things is also, like, even if they have some favorite food, try not to make it every day.
No, not at all. Not
even
at
if
all.
They like it. Even if they like it.
That it shouldn't become a habit. Like, this is what I eat and this is only the only thing which I eat. This
and
shouldn't
because
be
because there will come a time they won't eat that, even that thing.
Yeah. So, they like the quantity, like the limitedness shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
They should have a good number of options in the hand. And if they're not eating with one recipe, try changing it in different styles. Example,
yeah.
add this, minus yeah. that. Example, trying
yeah.
it in different ways normally. As even for elders,
yeah.
few people don't like spinach, okay?
Yeah.
Few people don't like, example, I would say, brinjal, okay? Few people don't like a certain vegetable.
Yeah.
So if it is cooked in a different way,
yeah.
they might like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this I have seen it in a number of, like, I myself don't like spinach if it is cooked in a certain way.
Yeah.
But if it is cooked in another way, like in a pressure cooker,
yeah,
if it is, then I like it. Okay.
Yes.
So it's my like, you see.
Yeah.
So before
and
I
also
I
like in the same way, you know, for example, my children, they don't like it. But my friend came to my home making a cake with spinach.
It was
amazing. Like, I had never seen something like that before. And my children so much liked it. And they were like, how is the cake green in color?
Uh-huh. Amazing.
So, you see? It was also attractive in color. And it was so tasty. And not even a single bite of it showed that it's spinach.
It's a spinach. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So many a times, if you just change it a bit, things will definitely work out. So,
yes.
So yeah, with this, the parent can have a lot of options in
Indeed.
His house. In his
well,
hand,
nothing
rather.
Comes without efforts. So, dear parents, we always have to make efforts to get better results. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all the parents this capability of taking care of their children in the best possible way. Thank you, brother. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.